welcome to the Dear Sparrows podcast. I am Callie, your host, and this week we have the blessing to have my good friend Meg on the podcast. Meg, say hello.
Hello, everyone.
So, a little background on Meg. She is incredible. We've known each other for a long time since we were babies in college. It's been a long while. But what was cool is, so we went to college together, and then around the same time, we were actually both living in the Midwest. Then we ended up moving both back of us, blah, 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 to the East Coast within like a year of each other, too. So yeah. Been kind of cool all over the place, but really grateful for her heart and her friendship. So today she's going to be sharing her heart on a couple different things and her perspectives. So, Meg, I'll let you start talking.
Share your heart. All right. Yeah, so I just kind of want to give you a little background here on me. I definitely do struggle a lot with anxiety, and during this whole COVID crisis, it's been a lot of ups and downs here, and sometimes that, you know, leads into depression and all of that. So I've definitely had good days and bad days, and before I say anything, I just want to say, like, I am by no means perfect, and that's kind of what I would like to share here, because I think, especially right now, we have this stigma within our society that everybody should be handling this whole thing well, and it's okay not to. And I actually, so I'm getting married on May 30th, and we had to completely redo all of our wedding plans. So that definitely has led to some anxiety in my life, because I like to control things. And when you go from having, you know, 300 people at a wedding to having 17, then it's kind of a little different than what you'd planned. And that definitely has led to some anxiety, but I've overall just seen God being good through it. Yeah, one kind of God story that I have that I'd like to share. Callie was actually with me. So we were still in college, I think, and we went shopping to the mall, and I found this dress that I loved. And it was a white dress. It was a maxi dress.
I think it was like winter, too, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was. A weird time of year to find a dress like that, because I just remember us being like in coats. It was cold.
Yeah, and
which adds to the story because it's sweet.
Right. Yeah. And it was like a sleeveless dress, and it was on sale, and I was just like, I love this dress. And like, I don't know, I just felt like I should buy it. And I tried it on, and Callie like starts crying. And she's like, you're going to get married in that dress. And I'm like, what? And like, then I had no future plans with anyone. And I was like, okay. So I just bought the dress and like put it in my box. And I was like, this will be used someday for something. And so when I was planning my big wedding, I had this nice, like, you know, huge dress that I'm actually borrowing from someone. And our wedding got moved from indoor to outdoor. So I can't wear it. Don't want to get grass stains on it. So I had this dress tucked away, and it was just like such a God thing that I had it tucked away, because now we're doing a wedding outside and it's like a perfect dress for that. And it's not even a wedding dress, but it's going to be a wedding dress because...
But obviously, it looks very bridal. I remember when you tried it on, the reason I cried was not because I have, like, emotional issues. but it was more like, it was just, it was like, you could see that it was, like, meant for a wedding. Even though I don't know if that was the intent of the designer or anything. But
right.
It's white and it's pure, and it was just, it was so you in every way. So.
Yeah. So that's kind of a God story. I guess God knew COVID-19 was going to happen forever ago when we were in college.
Was that like 2014 when you bought it, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like 6 years it's been sitting in a box. But now it's out of a box and hanging up. So that's pretty exciting. And that's just a cool God story around that, because And, you know, Callie was there, so I had to share it.
I'm humbled.
So, yeah. So that's just really great. And I wanted to get married outside kind of to begin with, but we decided there were too many people. And now I get to get married outside anyway, so that's kind of cool. And but we're looking forward to celebrating with everyone whenever all of this is over. But we're just going to do our families, and I think it'll be good. But having to replan a wedding in 2 weeks is definitely kind of stressful. So,
yeah, share your perspective on that. What was that shift like? Because I remember you were February. It was going to be how many people originally?
It's going to be, so we were inviting about 500.
Okay, so inviting about 500. It was going to be big shindig. And then everything gets changed within days, basically.
Yeah.
Because of quarantines and lockdowns and different stuff. So then what did that look like adjusting and shifts-wise?
Yeah.
In your heart and logistics.
Yeah. Well, logistically, we didn't know what we were going to do because we had no idea when everything would reopen and what all of that looked like. We just knew that the country was, you know, going on lockdown, basically. And I definitely emotionally had a lot of emotionally and mentally had a lot of like ups and downs. I definitely had days where I didn't get out of bed and sat there and watch TV because I struggle a lot with change, and especially change with something as big as this has been very difficult. And we didn't even have a plan for a good month and a half. So we my fiance was great, and he completely supported me and was exactly who I needed to get me through all of that. I mean, obviously God was who I needed to get me through all of that, but my fiance was fantastic, and he helped me a lot and made sure that I was okay. And he was just super great through all of that. But I definitely did have my days, and he knew that. And we finally came up with a plan. And that's when I started to kind of settle down a little bit. But definitely it has taught me, I guess, to trust God more. Like, it's not that I didn't trust God before, but this is just like a huge thing. And I was like, and also it didn't help that I couldn't go out and see people and that I couldn't do my normal activities. So yeah, go ahead.
Oh, you've been incredibly strong through this. And I remember my heart hurting so much at first when I saw this was going on during your wedding, but yeah, that Esther verse, for such a time as this, you've been chosen. Mm-hmm. And I just see that in you so much because you've really risen to the occasion. And I think you and Cody have really grown stronger through all of this ups and downs and stuff. But I mean, I've just been amazed how you guys have really taken what was going to be a 500-person wedding and then converting that down to like 15 people.
Yeah, it's about 15 to 20.
Yeah, that's a lot, and I think that's a lot emotionally, too, but you guys have really risen to the occasion, and God knowing that this was going to be the season in which you'd get married, but the adjustment of that as well. So you've been, I just want to say kudos, because you've been really incredible through that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and I definitely don't feel like I've been incredible through it, but I appreciate it, because it has been kind of hard, so.
And you guys are doing live stream, right?
We are doing live stream, so. Yeah. That's also new for us. I have a friend who does stuff like that, so she's going to come and do it, and that's exciting.
It's going to be like the royal wedding, watching it on a screen.
Yeah, you know, same exact thing.
I've got my fascinator ready. I'm going to wear it. There's little headpieces that they wear to the royal weddings. I'm going to wear that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Just sit with my little British flag, and that you guys are not British, so.
Yeah.
You can get a commemorative plate made of you.
Yeah.
That's not freaky.
That's not weird at all.
So
So what is, like, y'all's plan, like, looking like for ceremony and then into what you're planning to do later with celebrations as well?
Yeah, so ceremony, we're doing at my parents' house, which is nice. They have land, and so we're excited about that. And we're going to do a little reception afterwards, and it's at 2 o'clock, so it's going to be, you know, not like a super fancy reception, just probably be like barbecue. But
you mean you're not leaving in like a horse-drawn carriage?
No. I wish we were, because my parents' neighbors actually do have horses. And I asked my parents, and I was like, do you think we could like borrow one and ride off to into the sunset?
Oh, like Napoleon Dynamite at the end.
Yeah.
There you go.
And they were like, no. So we're not going to be able to do that.
Okay.
Dream. But
maybe for the big reception later.
Maybe so, you know, yeah. from the church.
There you go.
But yeah, later we're actually planning on doing a ceremony on our 1 year that we felt like would be kind of symbolic. And we'll have all the people there, and we already have the church reserved, and the pastor has us on his calendar. So we're excited about that. And we decided, kind of like, we obviously want all the people from out of town, because I've lived a lot of places and he also is not from the East Coast. So we wanted all our people from out of town to come. But then, like, we got thinking about it and we were like, wouldn't we rather just have them come visit us and hang out with us for a while? So we're going to invite a lot of people out this year to kind of, or next year, whenever, to kind of celebrate with us, not in a huge setting, just because we want to be able to see the people that we care about from far, far away places.
Intentional time.
Yeah, being more intentional with them. And God bless us, right before everything went on shutdown, we got a townhome, and it's a 3-bedroom, so we have plenty of room for guests to come, and we're really excited for that. And yeah, so
that's good. Well, I think you guys have really taken what was, like, a lot of people I think have not handled well, and you guys have really come through this victors. You know, like, you're like, you're not victims, you're victors. So
yeah,
I like that a lot.
Thank you.
That's cool.
Yeah, the other day I actually saw an idea that was a drive-in wedding, and I thought that was a very interesting idea. And I'm like, I wish I'd thought of that, but I had already sent the invitations out, and it's not as personal, so we probably wouldn't have done that anyway. But
that's still, I don't know. It's been cool to see people's creativity through this time, and how, like, I mean, even just the idea of, like, a lot of birthday parties have been like these, like, drive up, honking the horn kind of thing. I've seen that for baby showers.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of virtual things too, so that's been kind of neat. But I'm excited to see you guys to have this virtual wedding, and I think you're gonna have such a story from years to come, because really only people during this specific time can share testimony to,
right,
like, that change unlike ever before. And I think that's neat in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
yeah, it's definitely pretty cool, just because, you know me, I'm a very adventurous person, and I don't like routine, if that makes sense.
I can confirm this.
So it's definitely been emotionally and mentally exhausting, but kind of also exciting to be able to, you know, plan this and do all of that. And I don't know. It's been exciting after I got over the initial shock of it.
Well, it's adventure. It's,
yeah.
You know, even though it's not the, perhaps the adventure you would have chosen for yourself, I think down the road you'll be like, you know, you actually have a cool story with that. So I'm proud of you with that. I think that's really cool. And
thank you.
Cody's a gem. So
he is.
Yes. And do you have any other thoughts or anything you want to share your heart with during this time? We appreciate you so much coming on the podcast and just giving your perspective and what this all has looked like for you.
Yeah. Well, I got to think about this.
Okay.
I guess just, like, right now it's kind of hard to feel, it's hard for me to feel justified in my feelings about my wedding being canceled, because I know that people are going through things that are much, much harder and much worse during all this. But God is definitely teaching me that, like, just because someone is going through something harder doesn't mean that your feelings aren't justified.
Amen.
So just keep on keeping on and keep on trusting God, and because he's got you, like, no matter what, he's got you. And I've seen that countless times in my life, and I keep on not believing it, and then he's got me again. So, yeah, just keep on trusting.
I love that, yeah. And acknowledging, yes, there's things, I think, there are things that are, you know, people are going through, you know, health-wise and different stuff like that, and that matters, but your feelings and how your perspective is, those feelings matter as well, and acknowledging them, and I think grieving them, I think there's an allowance to grieving what you thought was going to be,
mm-hmm.
and allowing yourself to have that freedom to say, no, this is not ideal, this is not even fun, but how can we make this still beautiful despite it all?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. John Piper has a quote about, like, grieving your losses and allowing yourself to do that, mm-hmm. and then getting back up and holding your head high and keeping on moving forward.
Mm-hmm. My man Pipes. So.
Yes. I thought you would like that.
You know. You were with me when we almost met him, and then I was, like, fangirling a little bit.
Yes. By a little bit, she means a lot.
Okay. He was a cool dude.
Yes.
He's blessed my faith. Okay.
Yeah, he's great.
Well, anyway, Meg, thank you so much for coming on the podcast
today. Thank you for having
me. And Meg is going to be starting her own podcast very soon. Do you want to give any bit about that, or should we save that for later?
It's going to be called Beauty from the Ashes, and we're talking about people's testimonies and just trying to give people a voice, because people, you know, want to be heard, but they don't want to be seen sometimes. And I want to, you know, try to give people a voice and allow people to share how the Lord has been there for them throughout their life, and just all of that. So, you know, when that comes out, we'll share more.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And we'll do tags and everything on that so you guys can get perspective on that. But
thank you.
Meg herself has such an incredible life story of strength and of beauty from ashes. And so I'm excited to see her not only share other people's stories, but share her own story throughout that and as she grows. So thank you guys for listening. Praying for you all always. And as always, send questions, comments, different things to the Instagram channels and Twitter. Take care.